Hello again, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and welcome to Keys to the Game for Week 17 of this NFL season. And believe it or not, it comes down to one game where every snap is going to matter. It's Bears-Packers at Soldier Field for the right to represent the NFC North in the playoffs as the division champion.
ChicagoBears.com presents Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.
So let's get right to it. Why don't we? We start with offense, and Green Bay is certainly going to try to take away Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Marshall as much as possible. So the rest of Jay Cutler's arsenal will need to be unwrapped, so to speak, to stress the Packers' defense. Matt Forte, Martellus Bennett, Earl Bennett, they all can target areas of opportunity to get the rhythm and tempo of the offense revved up once again. Avoiding turnovers against the Packers and limiting three and outs will be necessary. Forte in particular, in my opinion, is the biggest offensive key. Inactive Forte in both phases means the offense is moving the chains. Keeping Forte active in the passing game will complement his runs. Now, the Packers are vulnerable. They've allowed 363 points this season, 4.61 yards a carry in the run game, and quarterbacks have a 95.5 quarterback rating against them. They're also giving up 7.7 yards per pass attempt and have only a 1.9% interception percentage. What they do have are sacks, eighth in the league with 43, but a league-tying best, 25 of those have come on blitzes. The Bears did not handle the blitz all that well in Philadelphia. They must on Sunday afternoon against the Packers. No matter who quarterbacks the Packers, they got to look to hurt the Bears with a run. After regressing in Philadelphia, the challenge is for the unit to get off blocks and make plays. Players should live for this chance to make it right with focus at an all-time high. The bottom line is more important than the damage done to this point. And the bottom line is this: win and you're in. And once you're in, anything can happen in the postseason. Yeah, the defense has struggled, no question, but it doesn't mean they can't make the handful of plays that change the course of a game and maybe even a season, especially this one. If Eddie Lacy rebounds from a bad ankle and plays, defenders will have to get their minds right because you have to want to tackle this guy. He's one of a small group of backs with over 600 yards after contact. He's piled up 1,354 yards from scrimmage and is an Offensive Rookie of the Year candidate. Green Bay, for much of this season, has had one of the worst kick return units in terms of average, now at 20.3, good for 30th in the league. But Micah Hyde slipped free in the final moments of last week's loss to Pittsburgh with a 70-yard return that gave the Packers a chance to tie the game. He had the three longest returns of the season for the Packers in that one game. Green Bay's kick coverage ranks 29th, giving up nearly 27 yards per return with the league worst five returns more than 50 yards, so there's opportunity. Field position was not good for the Bears in Philadelphia. It has to improve against the Packers in a game where every inch could make the difference in being a division champion or missing the playoffs. It was coordinator Joe DeCamillis who set the tone for the week with this simple quote on Monday: if you can't get up for this one, then you don't really belong playing in this league. When last they met in Week 9, the Packers were the division leaders at 5-2 and the Bears were 4-3. In the 17th week, in the 16th game, it is winner take the division. How will the Bears respond after getting torched in Philadelphia? It's the 188th meeting, and it is a play-in game. The Bears will be trying to sweep the season series for the first time since 2005, but the Packers have won three straight at Soldier Field. The Bears will be trying to get to the playoffs for the first time since 2010, and they'll be trying to prevent the Packers from winning the division title for the third year in a row. If the Bears recover their confidence Sunday afternoon and beat the Packers, it'll make a pretty big statement about their resiliency. Getting into the playoffs matters when you consider the last three Super Bowl champions all played on Wild Card Weekend: Ravens, Giants, and Packers. That's it for this week's Keys to the Game. Join us on Sunday from Soldier Field. Tom and myself will have the pregame starting at noon, kickoff at 3:25 on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBB. Thanks for watching, as always, on ChicagoBears.com.
ChicagoBears.com presents Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.